Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Gaming Ride Home Podcast for Tuesday, May 5th. I am Kyle Hilliard. Here's a whole bunch of video game stuff that happened recently. Microsoft isn't delaying anything, and it teases the Series X's startup sound. There will be a new Last of Us Part 2 trailer and a Mortal Kombat 11 reveal tomorrow. Something Cyberpunk 2077 related is happening in June. And THQ Nordic and Koch Media trade a bunch of properties for some confusing reason. Microsoft confirms its 2020 plans and teases the Xbox Series X's boot-up sound. Microsoft shared a blog post this morning setting the table for the upcoming year while reminding everyone that there will be a stream on Thursday showcasing Xbox Series X games. There are a few specific big beats from the blog post, though. The event on Thursday is apparently the first of many planned monthly events. Quoting from the blog post, "Starting with the May 7th episode of Inside Xbox, we will be showcasing what happens next in the world of Xbox every month, which is why we're calling it Xbox 2020. These monthly moments will take place throughout the rest of the year and will be a way for us to engage, connect, and celebrate with you about what's in store for the next generation of gaming, including what's next for Xbox Series X, Xbox Game Studios, Xbox Game Pass, and Project xCloud. Every month will bring something different. Stay tuned to Xbox Wire for more details." The post also touches on Halo Infinite, with Microsoft writing, "Our goal remains to launch Xbox Series X and Halo Infinite this holiday," which says two things to me. One is they have no plans to delay anything yet, despite various COVID-19 issues. And two, Microsoft is putting the two side by side as a package, which I think is smart. The best way to launch a new system is to couple it with a great game, like a Breath of the Wild or Halo Combat Evolved, which is what the original Xbox launched with. The Xbox Series X and Halo Infinite seem to go hand in hand to the point where I wonder if one was to get delayed, maybe it would mean that both got delayed. Microsoft also writes in the blog post, "In July, we will dedicate time to focus on the incredible games coming from Xbox Game Studios. A number of our studio teams are looking forward to sharing first looks at new gameplay, insights from development teams being optimized for Xbox Series X, and brand new game announcements. We cannot wait to share this initial look at what some of those teams are working on." This, to me, says we can expect another big reveal of various games in July, which is past the somewhat arbitrary former E3 June zone, but still ahead of the launch of the new console. It also says to me that this is where the big reveals will happen, and we might not see any major game reveals or announcements on Thursday. But I am eager to be wrong. I hope Thursday is a showcase for a lot of really exciting stuff. One of the most interesting parts of the blog post, though, is a 16-second video that plays what may be the Xbox Series X's boot-up sound. Microsoft doesn't explicitly say this is the Xbox Series X's boot-up sound, but the video's description on YouTube reads, "Boot up a new episode of Inside Xbox this Thursday, May 7th at 8 a.m. Pacific time for a first look at gameplay from our partners for the Xbox Series X." And then, if you turn on the closed captions on the YouTube video of the sound, it reads, "New Xbox sound," in brackets. Here's what it sounds like. If it is, in fact, the Xbox Series X's boot-up sound, which I think it is, then I think this is a fun way to reveal it. It's one of those small things that you're curious about when it comes to a new console. And ahead of any major revelations related to the system, I like learning what the thing will sound like when I turn it on. There will be a whole lot more Xbox Series X news, in theory, on Thursday. A new The Last of Us Part 2 trailer will premiere tomorrow. Naughty Dog is releasing a new trailer tomorrow morning. The developer issued a simple tweet that just read 05:06:20, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and with it came a 22-second video that just says The Last of Us Part 2 and new trailer against a black background, and then it plays this audio.
I have to finish it.
There's a cost.
I am going to go ahead and assume that that is Joel and Ellie talking about finishing things and things costing money. I am excited to watch tomorrow. Since the game is actually close to being out, I am comfortable letting myself get excited. When games are years away, I will watch the various trailers and read about them, but it's only when games are a few weeks away that I will start to get genuinely excited, and I am definitely getting to that point with The Last of Us Part 2. It's also worth noting that director Neil Druckmann released a simple video yesterday confirming that the game has officially gone gold, which means it is truly done. The version of the game that will be printed onto discs and uploaded to the PlayStation Network exists, which makes its looming release all the more exciting. And since one reveal isn't enough tomorrow, it looks like Mortal Kombat is getting something tomorrow as well. Here's the audio from the 39-second teaser trailer that the Mortal Kombat account tweeted this morning.
Our work is finished, Liu Kang.
Lord Raiden.
It falls upon you to architect a new history.
Then together, let us begin.
Cease, Liu Kang. Before you doom us all. Shang Tsung.
And then it says, the epic saga continues and reveal 5:06:20, which is tomorrow's date. And the text of the tweet says, tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Usually, Mortal Kombat editions are related to new fighters being added to the roster, but this seems like some kind of expansion related to the game's story mode, which is atypical for Mortal Kombat, or any fighting game, for that matter. Mortal Kombat 11 released on April 23rd last year, so it's been a year, and NetherRealm is a release-a-game-every-other-year kind of studio, so I definitely wouldn't get your hopes up for a Mortal Kombat 12 or anything, but I guess we will find out more tomorrow. And one more tease for today, Cyberpunk 2077 is teasing something for June. In terms of all of today's teases, this one has the least amount of information. The official Cyberpunk 2077 Twitter account tweeted, "Get ready," with a little TV emoji, with an image that says Night City Wire June 11th. So I guess we will be getting some new Cyberpunk 2077 details on June 11th.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Koch Media and THQ Nordic, who are both owned by Embracer Group, trade various IPs. I got a press release for this, and I was hesitant to cover it just because it is confusing and weird. But then I thought, well, hey, maybe that is the reason to cover it, because it's weird. Koch Media, which is a different company than Koch Industries, the family-run company that donates a questionably absurd amount of money to the Republican Party, but uses the same spelling, and THQ Nordic are both under the umbrella of a company called Embracer Group. Despite all of them being in the same corporate family, Koch and THQ Nordic act somewhat independently when it comes to video game publishing, and it announced today that it is trading around and acquiring some new IP. Koch Media has handed over the franchises Risen, Sacred, Rush for Berlin, Second Sight, and Singles, Flirt Up Your Life, over to THQ Nordic. And THQ Nordic has handed over Red Faction and Painkiller over to Koch Media. For some background on some of these intellectual properties, Risen is an open-world third-person action RPG. Sacred is kind of like Diablo, but more colorful. Rush for Berlin is a tactics game, and Second Sight is an action shooter where you have psychic abilities that was created by the folks behind Time Splitters. Red Faction is a sci-fi shooter that is all about destruction. Painkiller is inspired by Doom and follows protagonist Daniel Garner as he fights his way through purgatory in an attempt to reunite with his wife in heaven after they both die in a car crash. All of these are considered cult classics and have dedicated fans. If I am being fully honest, I had never heard of Singles Flirt Up Your Life until today, but I guess it's a PC dating sim from 2003 that had one sequel. It looks a lot like The Sims. I reached out to THQ Nordic asking for some explanation about what exactly this all means in the grand scheme of things, so I will offer an update if they get back to me, but in the meantime, I do think that if you're a fan of any of these franchises, then it is safe to assume something is being done with them, whether that's new entries or sequels, or maybe they're being upgraded to release on modern consoles. It's all good news, even if the details of it all are a little confusing. Here's what released today. John Wick Hex, the well-regarded strategy game based on the Keanu Reeves film series, is out today on PlayStation 4. When you think John Wick and video games, you would be forgiven for assuming it would lead to an action shooter of some kind, but the strategy game actually works well in terms of feeling like a proper John Wick video game. You take your time, making moment-to-moment decisions, and when you finish a level, you get to see all the action play out in real time, which is pretty cool. Forza Street is set to release today for Android and iOS devices. I did check the store early this morning, and it wasn't there quite yet. The idea behind the game is it takes Forza Racing and shrinks it down into something that can be played a few minutes at a time on a mobile device. It released on PC back in April of last year, and it didn't make much of a splash. Maybe the mobile version will fare better. Population Zero is out today on PC in early access. It's a survival game about exploring and staying alive on an alien planet for 1 week. In the game, you have to deal with the planet and its various inhabitants and aliens and violent creatures, but you will also have to deal with other players too. It's a good-looking game with an enticing trailer, but you know that's not always enough, so we'll have to see on that one. Someday You'll Return is out today on PC from the makers of Julia Among the Stars, which is a game I am admittedly not super familiar with, but it is well reviewed on Steam. Someday You'll Return, which I honestly think is a great title, is a horror game all about searching for your lost daughter deep in an unwelcoming woods. Also out today is World War Z's Game of the Year edition, which brings along with it the newest campaign, Marseille, which takes place in Marseille and has 3 new missions, and 4 new characters. World War Z is my favorite Left 4 Dead-style game that isn't called Left 4 Dead, so there's a good chance I will be checking out this new campaign. This is something that came out yesterday, technically, but Sony has released a demo for Media Molecule's video game creation tool, Dreams, for PlayStation 4. From the press release, the demo includes access to a rotating playlist of some of Media Molecule's favorite creations in Dreams, including The Ornithologist's Private Collection, Ruckus, Kubrick Player, Piano Player, Art Therapy, and Great Job Human. The demo also includes the first 20 minutes or so of Media Molecule's musical narrative adventure Art's Dream, and all the information you need about Create Mode. So, it seems like you won't really be able to do any creation with the demo, but you can see what other people are creating, which is very cool. That's it for gaming news today. I started playing Dragon Quest XI on my Switch this weekend. I really do want to play it. I want a good, absorbing RPG I can play on Switch, and I hope I get into it. I'm about an hour in, and it seems fine so far. I like that there is a jump button, and I like that you can walk around while in the middle of combat. It's still fully turn-based, but I like having that control. I also bought Final Fantasy XIII for Xbox One last night because I am an insane person who thinks they have all the time in the world. Up until beating Final Fantasy XV, 13 was the Final Fantasy I played the most. I probably got a little over halfway through, and playing 7 Remake, for some reason, made me want to revisit that game. And all 3 Final Fantasy XIII games went on sale yesterday on Xbox, so I grabbed the first one for $8. Now I just need to find some time to play it, which is a fool's errand. If you have corrections or just feedback in general, feel free to send me tweets or DMs to either at Kyle M. Hilliard or at Gaming Ride Home, or you can send an email to kyle@ridehome.info, and please consider leaving a review for the podcast wherever you listen to it. You can also check out my Twitch account, Kyle Impersonator, where I am playing through Resident Evil Code Veronica X right now, which I'm enjoying. I feel like I've gotten into a good flow in that game. I've got a lot of ammo. I got a lot of health. I'm feeling good about making it to the end of that game. And you can also find me on the Min-Max Show for more long-form video game discussion. I will talk to you more about video games tomorrow.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.